102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 6:49. Jackie the Joke Man Martling just pulled in, and here he is. Good to have you on, Jackie.
Well, I was driving down the road, and I said, let me stop in and say hello to the boys.
That's what I thought.
And I hear you talking about women, and I'm a little crazed, because he was with a 63-year-old. I'm 68.
For those of you guys who tuned in, we're just talking about a 63-year-old woman and a 22-year-old guy. And I have a hard time wrapping my head around what a 22-year-old sees with a 63-year-old. But so what do you see from you in your 60s? What do you see from that?
Yeah. You see the same thing you see when you're in bed with a woman. There's nothing different. My girlfriend is 61, Barbara Klein. She's 61, and she's beautiful. I heard a guy on the air saying that the girl in his office, she has an exactly, I call her my prom queen. She has the body of a 17-year-old prom queen. She's absolutely beautiful. And we're as crazy as anybody. I'll tell you, age is just not a factor. And listen, if you get with a grandmother that's a grandmother, I know my grandmother when she was 52 was a grandmother.
Right, things have changed. That's true.
Not at gunpoint, you know what I'm talking about? But it's so funny, I was in college in 1969, I had turned 21. And there was a place, so the irony is the name of the rock and roll club was Grandmothers. But there was this woman wearing all white leather and white go-go boots. And I was kind of like, I was drunk. It was my birthday. And I kind of flirting with her from far away. And she wound up following me home. And she was a grandmother. But at this point, I was 21. Mm. And she must have been 60. But this woman came over. And I was so excited. I took her downstairs to my room. And I finished while I was taking my pants off. Okay. If you can remember the raging hormones of college. But then we're done fooling around, and she was a little weird. No. And I said, you know what? I got to get out. So I just left the house, right? Because I didn't know what to do.
Your own? That was your house?
Where I was living. I left and went two blocks away to my friend's house. And one of my roommates called up and said, she's moving in. She had everything she owned in her car. She was moving into my house. So that was my last grandmother for a while. But you know, the truth is, she probably was like 45. But when you're 22, that's very old, you know.
Absolutely.
But you can't tell anymore. You know, you could see a girl that's 17 that looks 30. And you could see a 65-year-old that looks 30. You know, who knows? You know, I don't check the bank account. I just make sure that, you know, they don't have a male genitalia. Because actually, that is what I prefer.
Is that what? Oh, yeah. Is there a...
I never had that happen. My brother had that happen where he went into the car with a girl and he's making out.
His radar didn't go off ahead of time where he kind of knew.
You know, they invented these things. What are they called? Pot and beer. You know, and he was out in the car and he's like, you know, he struck it rich. He was like, wow, you know. Extra, little extra added attraction.
Yeah, that's got to be a surprise.
Yeah.
Jackie the Joke Man, going to be, what is it, June 4th?
June 7 p.m. You know, it sounds very early, but it's good for my crowd. You know, 7 p.m., June 4th at the Brokerage, which is always the most fun, the fun place in the world. And when we come out, I'll tell you about my kids' joke CDs.
Oh,
I got these for you guys.
They got your name and lights on the side of the wall. I drove past there yesterday. I said, oh, Jackie Martland, there you go.
I was just in Rochester, and they had my name up in chalk.
Come a long way, baby. Yep. Jackie Martling.
Last night,
morning.
I met the world's stupidest pirate.
Did you?
Yeah. He had a patch over both eyes.
Is that the worst joke ever?
That's the worst.
Let me tell you one that I this is hard. This is disgraceful. A girl goes to the doctor. A girl goes to the doctor and she says, "Doc, I have diarrhea. Can I take a bath?" And he says, "Have you got enough?"
That's disgusting. 6:53. Here's Ted.
Your VAB Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Long Island traffic Southern State westbound loaded into exit 30.
Classic rock. Roger and JP, 7:06. Sunny, maybe up to 85 today. Jackie the Joke Man Martling, our special guest in the studio today.
Well, Roger, I got to tell you, the next time I'm here, you might not recognize me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I met these folks last night at a party for 25A Magazine, Integrated Genetic Solutions. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to take your DNA, they're going to examine you and take your blood and take readings and determine the exact way your DNA is. And it's like a map. and they come up with a vitamin. I don't know if I don't know about well, enough about it yet, but it's like vitamins or some kind of system that they have that will help you in the bedroom as a man or a woman, and it'll help you sleep, and you won't need antidepressants. I mean, it sounds incredible. It's called Integrated Genetic Solutions.
But they're messing around with your DNA?
No, they don't. No, they read your DNA.
Right.
And that's how they determine how to give you whatever they have to do. So they don't do anything to alter your body.
Right.
You know, you're not going to wake up with three extra fingers.
Uh-huh. But instead of like, although you could. But so that's interesting because the thing everybody knows about, like the anti-aging stuff, is, you know, creams and testosterone shots, you know, that kind of stuff. It's all from the outside.
This is from the inside out. That's what the doctor was saying last night. And it sounds really fascinating. And I can wonder if the spokesman, I'm an old guy, and everybody I know is a baby boomer, and everybody's already made their money.
Yeah.
And all they want to do with their money is grow hair, lose weight, and live forever. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to say, hey, listen, this is Uncle Jackie, and I want to sell you some snake oil. Line up, you know. You know who sold snake oil before he hit the big time? I'm not making an analogy. Literally sold snake oil. Colonel Tom Parker.
Oh, yeah.
He Elvis's sold manager? Snake oil, and then he sold Elvis.
That's how he started? No, you take the cream and stuff like that, the testosterone cream, right?
My friend, Robbie Jason is a professional laser surgeon for female genitalia, mm-hmm. and he's amazing. He makes zillions of dollars, and he also has these, I always forget what it's called, but it's bioreplaceable, it's your actual hormones, and they replace it.
Yep.
And it, you know, it makes you feel like a kid. It's unbelievable. These things, you know, I'm always a cynic, you know, that, well, you can't do anything, you know, and then it works. You know, I found myself doing things I hadn't done in a long time, you know.
I don't even want. Do we want to?
And I'm not talking about doing laps at the local pool.
No.
I'll just tell you a joke. I had a joke for you. So, a girl goes to the doctor. She says, "Doc, I'm freaking out. I keep finding postage stamps from Costa Rica in my bed." And he examines her, and he says, "Lady, those aren't postage stamps. Those are stickers from bananas." I got a worse one. A guy's on a plane. Guy's on a plane, and as the plane's taking off, he looks over, and a woman across the aisle from him is breastfeeding a baby. And a couple hours later, they're coming for landing. He's breastfeeding the baby again. He says, "Excuse me, ma'am, I don't want to be, you know, interrupt you, but I couldn't help but notice that you were breastfeeding your baby on takeoff, and now you're breastfeeding him again on landing. Is there a reason?" She says, "Yes, I breastfeed my baby on takeoff and landing so his ears won't pop." And the guy says, "Damn, and all these years I've been chewing gum." June 4th, 7 p.m., the Brokerage Comedy Club. I started that show in 1981, and it's just the greatest club. I really love it. Those guys are good to me.
Jackie Martling hanging out with us this morning.
Oh, do my Twitter. That's the important. That's the most important thing.
At Jackie Martling, right? Very simple.
At Jackie Martling joke every day at 4:20 p.m. International Marijuana Time. And the jokes are dirty and politically incorrect and stupid and silly, just like the news.
That's what we want. More with Jackie Dex right now. Here's that.
Your BAB Security Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Long Island traffic, Southern State westbound, been loaded here into exit 30.
Martling came in this morning, hanging out with us. Good to have you here. June 4th, Brokerage. And it's always good to see you. It's like a couple times a year we stop by and catch up with you.
I love it here. That Brokerage show is at 7 p.m. for you old codgers, so you can barbecue afterwards or whatever. And my new thing is I have kids' CDs. I have kids' CDs that are for 4 and 5 year olds, knock-knock jokes, elephant jokes, chicken jokes. And I also have one that's called Gross Jokes for Kids. No sex jokes, no curse words, but it's all farts and boogers. And the kids go nuts. But not only they go nuts, people say they play it for their kids in the car and they almost drive off the road.
I was just talking to Brett because he has a 5-year-old son.
Oh,
well, he's right on the edge of, do you want to give him these jokes or do you not want to give him these jokes?
He's going to hear them anyway. And, you know, it's so great. Yeah. Every show I sell these things, and they sell better than my joke CDs. I mean, because people come to a comedy show, and if you come home from a show and give your kid a present, you're a hero. You know, so they bring home. But every show, some lady will come up to me and say, are all the jokes on the children's CDs clean? And I'm like, no, lady. A couple times I slipped up and said C. You know what? What you a jerk? You idiot. But it's great fun. It's great fun. And I you know, I just came from Rochester. And, you know, I got a whole new life. They're playing me on Sirius XM and on all these Pandora and Spotify. People are searching on me. I got 25-year-old kids coming to my shows. They never heard Howard Stern. They never heard of B.A.B. They just like... They like the old man with the stupid jokes, you know. And you know how much I love him. Oh, my God.
We like the old man with the stupid jokes.
You got to like
That's
the old
we
man
like
with
having
the
stupid
jokes. Yeah, it's good fun. Good fun.
Can you give us a good lesbian joke?
What's it mean when two lesbians make love?
I don't know.
It doesn't mean dick.
Do you have any good with Trump in the news so much? You got any good immigration jokes? Any good?
Well, I was reading about a guy who was half Mexican, half Polish. He made a run for the border and he forgot where he's going.
That's so corny.
So a guy goes to the proctologist, and the proctologist examines, and he says, "My God, man, there's a piece of lettuce in there." He says, "Doc, that's just the tip of the iceberg." The guy goes to the library. He says, "Librarian, I need a book on suicide." She says, "Go to hell. You won't bring it back." Here's the best marriage joke ever. The guy says, the guy's wife says, "Get out! Get out! Get the hell out!" And as her husband's walking out the door, she says, "I hope you die a slow, painful death." He says, "So now you want me to stay?"
Yeah,
I am ready for you. I appreciate you having me in. I hope your partner gets well soon.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to go in my car and listen to more about you guys talking about banging the old lady. You know, they say it in the rest homes in Florida, now with Viagra.
Yeah.
They say that they're orgies every night in these rest homes with the... What are they?
I mean, I believe that there's a little more going on, but I mean... Maybe that's exaggerated.
No, I don't know. Well, they got nothing else to do, you know?
That's true. What else? Imagine the old guys. The old guys in nursing homes usually are very handsy with the nurses. Can you imagine now?
Well, you know, so many, they say that the women nowadays, like the 50, 60-year-old housewives, are all upset because they had, you know, nobody had to have sex from 45 on forever. And now these guys got Viagra and they're chasing them around the house. You know, that's great fun. God bless them, you know.
One more before you go. Polish, Irish, something ethnic.
Where's an Irish family going vacation?
I don't know.
To a different bar. why can't Helen Keller drive?
Why?
She's a woman. This is politically incorrect. Did you hear about the gay midget?
No.
He came out of the cupboard.
Jack of the joke, man.
I love it. 516-922-WINE is still going.
Still working?
Dirty jokes on 516-922-WINE. 37 years.
At Jackie Martling on Twitter. You get a joke every day at 420.
And I'll see you Jackie. 7 p.m. June 4th at the Brokers. Thank you, guys. Brett, thank you.
Thank you.
Jokeland.com. Jackie the joke, man.
Thanks, Raj.
No problem. 728. Here's Ted.
Your VAB Security Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Long Island Traffic, Northern Parkway, westbound.